Good morning, Audio Boo Land. Second Audio Boo of the day. I'm sitting here looking at pictures on a news site from Haiti. It happens to be 6 months today that the earthquake hit Haiti. And seeing these pictures suddenly has just brought it all back again, brought back all the reasons why I started the 100 Stories for Haiti book project in the first place. And these pictures really do show that although a lot of progress has been made, they really do still need our help. There's people living, I'm looking at a picture now of just people living in tents. There's pictures of makeshift hospitals, also just tents. Kids all kind of, there's a picture of a 12-year-old girl who's lost her leg. There's pictures of kids just lying in bed with bandages on them, intravenous drips in their arm. Obviously they're dehydrated or they don't have enough food or something like that. There's another picture of a boy who's also lost his leg, and he's just got this determined look on his face that he is walking again. And it just made me all completely realise that Haiti still needs our help. So, but look, if you want to buy a book, 100 Stories for Haiti, and go to 100storiesforhaiti.org, the money from that goes to the Red Cross for their Haiti earthquake appeal. If you don't want to buy a book, just go to the Red Cross site and just donate a fiver. £5 will do a heck of a lot to buy medicine, to help rebuild homes, to help rebuild lives. Do it now. I'm going to.